Blog Talk Radio.
With your hands lifted up, say, say it like this, take the limits off.
Yeah. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. We are so excited that you have tuned in to us. This is the Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, the birthplace of gospel music, right here on 4501 South Vincennes. We are excited that you are here with us today. And what we're going to ask you to do is for you to share this worship service with your friends and your neighbors. Let them be a part of our Facebook pew this morning. I guarantee you that if they join with us here, they will be blessed beyond measure as they come to worship with us at Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, because we recognize that we serve an awesome God. We serve an amazing God. We serve a God who makes ways out of no way. And so join with us today. Join with us today as we lift our voices in praise, as we lift our voices in adoration to an awesome God. Come on, music ministry, continue to worship and lead us this day.
Break our walls down.
Hallelujah.
Mary, break out.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Heaven, come down. Mary, break out. Break our walls down. Lord, today we're lifting high your glory, shaking up the earth and sky to revival. We want to see your kingdom here. We want to see your kingdom here, Jesus. Lord, today we're lifting high your glory, shaking up the earth and sky.
Revival. Hallelujah.
We
want to
see your kingdom
here. Amen. We want to see your kingdom here. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Again, welcome to the Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, the birthplace of gospel music. I am Darrell in person, the senior pastor here at Ebenezer. And I want to read into your hearing this morning our scripture reading, which is taken from Genesis, the 37th chapter, beginning with the third verse. It is a lengthy passage, but an inspiring passage. There you'll find these words recorded. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age. Also, he made him a tunic of many colors. But when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peaceably to him. Now Joseph had a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him even more. So he said to them, please hear this dream which I have dreamed. There we were, binding sheaves in the field. Then behold, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And indeed, our sheaves stood all around and bowed down to my sheaf. And his brother said to him, shall you indeed reign over us? Or shall you indeed have dominion over us? So they hated him even more for his dreams and for his words. Then he dreamed still another dream and told it to his brothers and said, look, I have dreamed another dream. And this time the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars bowed down to me. So he told it to his father and his brothers. And his father rebuked him and said to him, what is this dream that you have dreamed? Shall your mother and I and your brothers indeed come to bow down to the earth before you? And his brothers envied him, but his father kept the matter in him in mind. Then his brothers went to feed their father's flock in Shechem. And Israel said to Joseph, are not your brothers feeding the flock in Shechem? Come, I will send you to them. So he said to him, here I am. Then he said to him, please go and see if it is well with your brothers and well with the flocks, and bring back word to me. So he went, he sent him out of the valley of Hebron, and he went to Shechem. Now a certain man found him, and there he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, what are you seeking? So he said, I am seeking my brothers. Please tell me where they are feeding their flocks. And the man said, they have departed from here, for I heard them say, let us go to Dothan. So Joseph went after his brothers and found them in Dothan. Now when they saw him afar off, even before he came near them, they conspired against him to kill him. Then they said to one another, look, this dreamer is coming. Come therefore, let us now kill him and cast him into some pit. And we shall say some wild beast has devoured him. We shall see what will become of his dreams. But Reuben heard it, and he delivered him out of their hands and said, let us not kill him. And Reuben said to them, shed no blood, but cast him into the pit which is in the wilderness, and do not lay a hand on him, that he might deliver him out of the hands and bring him back to his father. So it came to pass, when Joseph had come to his brothers, that they stripped Joseph of his tunic, the tunic of many colors that was on him. Then they took him and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty, and there was no water in it. And they sat down to eat a meal. Then they lifted their eyes and looked, and there was a company of Ishmaelites coming from Gilead with their camels bearing spices, balm, and myrrh, and on their way to carry them down to Egypt. So Judah said to his brothers, what profit is there if we kill our brother and conceal his blood? Come, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh. And his brothers listened. Then Midianite traders passed by. So the brothers pulled Joseph up and lifted him out of the pit and sold him to the Ishmaelites for 20 shekels of silver. And they took Joseph to Egypt. The word of God for the people of God, and all of God's people said, amen. Amen. Our morning hymn this morning is a familiar hymn of the church. We as people of God recognize that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we as people of God know that we need to hold to God's unchanging hand.
Swift transition, naught of earth unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal, hold to God's unchanging hand. You better hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Feel your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Trust in him who will not leave you. Whatsoever years
they bring. If my earthly friends forsake us, still more closely to him cling. Come on, church.
You better hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. Hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. Heal your hope so faith eternal. Hold.
When your journey is completed, if to God you have been true, fair and bright the home in glory, yours in rapture, so will you.
Come on, everybody.
Oh, God's unchanging hand.
Everybody
hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand.
Now put your hands together. Come on.
Thank you.
center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the center of my joy. When I've lost my direction, you're the compass to find my way. You're the fire and light. My nights are long and cold. Family and my home, you're the source and strength of my highest dream. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Why I find pleasure in the simple things in life. You're the music in the meadows and the streams, the voices of the children, my family in my home. You're the source and fit of my highest dream. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect from you. Oh,
Jesus, you are the center of my joy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, you are the center. Hallelujah. At this time of a worship experience, you can participate in this worship experience through giving. And what we ask here of you at Ebenezer is that you would pray first on what God would have you to share and feed into this ministry. We know that these are difficult and challenging times, but we also know that God makes provisions for us and God continues to bless us. And so we invite you to participate in our worship through giving. You can give via text to give by dialing 312-779-0146. You can go to our website, EbenezerBronzeville.org, and you can hit the donate button. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way, snail mail, and just mail it to Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, 4501 South Vincennes Avenue, 60653. Or if you want to just get out this week, you can just come by the church and drop it in the mailbox, and we will receive it there. But this is your opportunity to give and to share. We are blessed to be a blessing. And we know that we have because we give. And we give because we have. Amen. 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 Shared your gifts and in your sowing a seed to this, the Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. We thank you. We thank you to our members. We thank you to those of you who are partners, to those of you who are far and wide, who have been sowing a seed of worship, of giving in our worship service. Amen. At this time, we will invite you to participate in our virtual altar call. We have a list of people and things that we are praying to God for. We're first offering thanksgiving to God in that we were able to resume Sunday school via conference call this morning. And we thank God for those of you who were on the call for Sunday school this morning. People staying connected through God's word. We're praying for our church to be sure. We have a lot of things that we have to do and things that we're planning, and we have a major announcement coming next week. But we also want to pause and lift those who have called in, who are seeking God's presence in their circumstance and situations. We're remembering in prayer Janie Burns, and remembering in prayer Mr. and Mrs. Phillips, Brother Brown. We're continuing to pray for Betty Smith and her recovery. Sister Lindsay Mayfield, we're praying for you. We're praying for Sister Shirley Anderson. We're remembering a friend, Linda Gray, in prayer. We're remembering in prayer Sister Myrtle Gunn, who is on the mend, and we're thanking God and praying that God will give her restoration to her body. We're lifting up Brother David Pearson, my father-in-law, and Sister Bernetta Pearson right now. We're asking God to intervene. And we're praying for my beloved wife, Pamela, who has the burden of responsibility upon her shoulders. And we know that the burden is heavy, and we know there are days that are difficult. But we're saying to all of you who are on the prayer list, look to the hills from whence cometh your help, because your help cometh from the Lord. We go to God in prayer because we recognize that it's about a personal relationship with Him. We know it's about an intimate experience with God. It's so intimate, it's so personal that we recognize that God knows your name. He knows your name. He knows your circumstance. He knows what your issues are. And you can trust and believe that He will meet you at the point of your need, that He will give you the strength to move forward and the wisdom to process things in the way in which He would have you to go. And so we are declaring today, we are declaring the power of God to sustain you and to keep you and to lift you. And so as you, those of you who are in the Facebook pews, as you send in the names of the persons that are on your prayer list, you can just type them in the comment sections. We ask you to do that so that we can lift them in prayer this week. You have to intercede on their behalf. Some of them may not even be able to utter a word or have any strength, but you can intercede on their behalf. And so type their names in that comment section. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, we come before you thanking you thanking you for your goodness and for your mercy, for your loving kindness. We come thanking you first, God, for all that you have done, are doing, will do for us all. God, we come before you as empty vessels before a great waterfall, asking, oh God, that you would fill us up and overflow with your love and with your power and with your strength. God, we're lifting these names up today, God. These names that have been spoken, the unspoken names, the names that are in the chat room, God, in the comment section, God. We're lifting these names up, God. We can only do so much, but we recognize, God, that you have all power in your hands. We're lifting up Dorothy Lalia right now, God. You have all power in your hands. You can make ways out of no way. God, heal bodies. Restore minds. Give financial breakthroughs right now, God. Somebody is looking for a job in the middle of a pandemic, God. Make a way out of no way. Make a way, God. God, every one of us have needs. Every one of us have petitions. God, you're so powerful that you can address them all. That while you're seeing about me, you're seeing about my neighbor. You're seeing about our members. And so, God, have your way in our lives. Have your way in our lives. God, strengthen our faith. Cause us to be bold in our walk with you. Help us to trust you, God, even in the midst of these tumultuous times. Help us, oh God, to hear only your voice. Help us, oh God, to lean upon your Holy Spirit that guides and directs us in everything that we seek to do. God, we love you today. We adore you today because you are God all by yourself. Because you're an awesome God. Because you're magnificent and amazing, oh God. We love you today. And we thank you, God, for what you mean to us in our lives. God, we say thank you. Thank you because you know our name. Thank you. Because you know our situation. Thank you. Because you know where we reside. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, in this place. God, when our journey is over, when we've done all that we can do, God, it is our prayer. It is our plea that you would point our souls to a resting place where we can give you the praise through ceaseless age. So now, God, we count it done in your name. It's done in your name. We seal this prayer and we lift it before the wings of Almighty God. And we place it before thy feet. To the all-wise God we pray. And for his sake we do pray. And all of God's people said, amen.
Better days are coming. theirs. I know better days are coming. You've been good, you've been bad, you've been happy and sad. Just remember the better days are coming. It's only a season.
Somebody somewhere believes that better days. Somebody somewhere believes that better days. I don't know about you, but when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, I instantly say better days are coming. Better days. I know we're in the midst of a pandemic, but I just feel that better days are coming. I don't know where they found this song, but it just happens to fit right here. Better days are coming. My old days are passing away. I'm looking forward to the next chapter. Better days. My better days. Despite what it looked like, better days. Hey. All right. I'm going to try to get through this. Amen. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. My. I'm gonna tell y'all right now, keep that same energy. Yeah. The scripture text has already been read. I just want to highlight a few passages. Genesis 37, verse 3 says, "Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors." Verse 4 says, "And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him." Verse 5 says, "And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told his brethren, and they hated him even the more." Yeah, we can stop there. The word of God is already blessed. Amen. I am so excited about today. I have been in this mood now for a few weeks, and it just so happened that I had the opportunity one more time. And to stand in this sacred place, in this sacred pulpit, and talk about what thus saith the Lord. And thank you, as always, Pastor Person, for the opportunity. I never take them lightly. If we had a title for today, I was simply, it just goes with, that's why I asked you what song you all were singing. I wanted to know. And I said, wow. And then after I heard it, I said, well, you could have sung that afterwards, because it kind of go before or after. It didn't really matter. But if we could talk this today, simple subject, your next chapter. You got it now, right? Okay. Your next chapter. Or if I could give a subtopic, it would just simply be when God turns the page. I don't know about you, but I get a little excited when I think about God turning the page, and when I think about our next chapter. Anyone who reads this story of Joseph would probably come to one or a few same conclusions. The first one was that Joseph was anointed. The second one was that Joseph was favored by God. The third one, that Joseph was definitely loved and favored by his earthly father. And then lastly, Joseph had a God-given destiny over his life. But the truth is, Ebenezer, this same Joseph was so anointed, had so many things in his favor, also had some bad chapters in his life. If we could pause for a moment and just talk about chapters. A chapter is any distinct period in history or in a person's life. A chapter is a series of related events forming an episode. It's a sequence of events, especially when it's presumed to be related or likely continue. Joseph was hated by his brothers. He was betrayed by his brothers. He was stripped by his brothers of his coat of many colors. And then he was thrown into a pit and left to die. My brothers and sisters, that was a chapter in Joseph's life. I have to pause for a moment, because I read this scripture and I said, how many times am I going to read this scripture? And just for a point of clarity, this will be the third time that I have preached from this passage with a different message. And I don't know what I must not be getting it yet, because God keep giving me this same passage. I don't know about you, but how many would agree that particular time in Joseph's life was a bad chapter? It was a sad chapter. How many would agree that Joseph probably shed some tears in that chapter of his life? Some of you right now understand what I'm talking about, because you might feel a lot like Joseph. You've been lied on. You've been rejected. You've been stripped. You've been betrayed. You've been hurt. You've been abused. You've been beat down, knocked down, thrown into a pit, and left to die. But Ebenezer, I have a word for you today. You're going to disappoint some people today, because you're not going to die in the pit. Yeah. In fact, God sent me here to tell you that today starts your next chapter. Yeah. You see, what looked like and felt like a sad ending is just making room for the next chapter. I don't hear nobody. It's okay. I don't know who that's for, but you know who it's for. See, some chapters in a book are long and some are short. Some are happy and some are sad. Some make you laugh and some even make you cry. But whether it's long or short, happy or sad, all chapters of a book have one thing in common. They all come to an end. And I believe God sent me here to tell somebody who's had a bad chapter in your life that the story is not over. Yeah. The story is bigger than one bad chapter. Yeah. Your story is bigger than one bad chapter. Yeah. The best is yet. Come on, I got a little help. Yeah, I want to stop right here and say something for a few folks who got to be a little judgmental. Never judge a person by a bad chapter in their life. Yeah. Never judge a person by a bad chapter in their life. See, my last chapter may have been a little sad, but don't try to finish my story based on my last chapter. Yeah, I don't hear nobody. Yeah. You see, because if you looked at Joseph in the pit, that might not be enough. Or look at Daniel in the lion's den. Come on, Jonah. Jonah in the belly of the fish, or the three Hebrew boys in the fire. They thought that that's where their story might end. But that was just a bad chapter in their lives. Let me ask a question. Is there anybody here that's glad that your story is bigger than one bad chapter? I need to remind someone that Joseph went to the pit. But he went to the pit. From the pit to the palace. I don't hear nobody. Daniel came out of the lion's den with all his fingers and his toes. The three Hebrew boys came out of the fire and were promoted. Y'all don't hear me. And Joseph came out the belly of the fish and preached a revival, and 120,000 souls were saved. Your last chapter does not have to be the end of your story. Please don't judge me by my bad chapter in my life. I just stopped by for a moment, Ebenezer, to tell somebody who has had a bad chapter in your life. You felt like Joseph. You felt like Daniel. You felt like Jonah. You felt like you've been stuck in the middle of something. But let me tell you this. If you know a man called Jesus, you know that the story does not end right there. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Maybe for you, it's been a long chapter. Yeah, maybe for you it's been a long chapter. Maybe like the woman with the issue of blood, you know, who suffered for 12 long years. Or maybe it could even be a really long, extended chapter. You know, some chapters are extra long and you never feel like, when is this thing going to be over? Maybe you suffered for 38 years like the man who sat beside the pool at Bethesda. I don't know who it is, but I know this. I know God told me to tell you this one thing, these two words, next chapter, next chapter, next chapter. Because when you leave this place today, I believe somebody is going to be walking into their next chapter. Ebenezer, what the enemy wants to do, see, he wants to kill the dreamer in you. I don't know who this is for. See, the enemy knows if he can kill the dreamer in you, then you will be no threat to him. But I'm on assignment today. I'm on assignment. I want to let somebody know this is the wake-up call. This is the wake-up call. And I came to speak destiny into your life. I came to speak to that anointing in your belly. I came to light the flame inside of you. I came to rebuke hopelessness today, rebuke discouragement today, rebuke despair today, rebuke fear and disappointment and even disillusionment today. I believe while I'm talking and preaching this word to somebody somewhere sitting at home right now, you're starting to feel like there's really something down on the inside. There's something down stirring up in your belly. Something in your belly is waking up. Just like Joseph, you might have had a coat with a whole lot of wonderful colors, and it may have been stripped from you. You may have even lost your job, or you may be having relationship issues, or you may have lost your health or your peace or your joy, and you may have even lost your faith for a little while. You may have even been some places and done some things that you knew were wrong. You may have let anger and resentment and hatred fill your heart, even unforgiveness. But see, that was the last chapter. Somebody just say last chapter. Oh, come on, say it like you mean it, last chapter. You see, when you look at me in my last chapter, I was broken, I was humiliated, I was miserable, I was hurt, I was disappointed, I was lonely, I may even have been crying. That was my last chapter. But I want y'all to help me. I know we doing a social distance thing for a minute, so just look over at the handful of neighbors we got and tell somebody, I'm moving to my next chapter. Just, I'm moving to my next chapter. Wherever you sitting at home, just tell somebody, I'm moving to my next chapter. You see, God is getting ready to turn my page. You may have seen me in the pit. That was my last chapter, but I'm going to help somebody today. Here's your moment for a t-shirt right now. That was a temporary inconvenience for permanent improvement. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Come on, come on, come on. In fact, I like this. I like this. I like this. The Bible said, and thank you, Pastor, for reading that extended scripture for me this morning. The Bible says, Joseph said this. He said, Joseph dreamed again. I don't know about y'all. Have you ever went through a phase where you just stopped dreaming? Maybe it's just me. I'll be honest with you. I went for about 9 months and never had a dream. 9 months And that scared me because I was a kid who always had dreams. You know, crazy stuff, but it was always dreams. And I was like, wow. But I literally, and I think I told a couple people, I'm like, you know what? We were talking about dreams. I said, I haven't had one in a long time. But I like Joseph because Joseph says, I dreamed a dream even more. What that means is Joseph said, I dreamed a bigger dream. Yeah. And I want to tell somebody who stopped dreaming for a few minutes, you're going to dream again. There is going to be a new chapter in your life. There is going to be a next chapter in your life. Don't stop dreaming because folks are scheming somewhere to talk about you, my God, today. Yeah. I want to help somebody because see, somebody today is coming out of their pit. Yeah. Somebody is coming out of the fire today. Somebody is escaping the lion's den. Let me make it a little bit plainer for somebody. Somebody is going to come out of their depression today. Yes, somebody is going to come out of darkness today. Somebody is going to come out of disappointment today. Somebody is going to come out of unforgiveness today. Somebody may even be ready to come out of despair today. You see, Ebenezer, I need to pause for a moment because I want you to know it was not Joseph's coat of many colors that brought him out of the pit. Yeah. Let me help you. It wasn't even his dreams that brought him out of the pit. And I know this may come as a surprise to somebody listening or watching somewhere. It wasn't even his anointing that brought him out of the pit. Yeah. If you read the scripture, it was Judah that got him out of the pit. Y'all don't miss this. Don't miss it. It was Judah that got him out of the pit. I'm gonna pick on my Bible study students from Wednesday. It was Judah. Judah means praise. I'm gonna let that rest for a minute. I'm gonna just let y'all have that for a minute. Judah means praise. It wasn't his situation. It wasn't his clothes. It wasn't all his degrees. It wasn't none of that. It was praise that got him out of the pit. Yeah. You don't need me. Let me help you for a second. Isaiah 61:3 says it like this. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Yeah. The oil of joy for mourning and beauty for ashes. Yeah. That didn't get you. Psalm 34:1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. Yeah. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I like this part. He says, from the rising of the sun, yes, until the going down of the same. The name of the Lord is to be praised. Yeah. Y'all know I like coming with evidence. I like evidence. I'm good at evidence. I probably watch too much Law and Order or something. I like evidence. But y'all do remember Paul and Silas, don't you? Yeah. Paul and Silas, it says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and said praises unto God. And then it says that the earth started shaking and their shackles came loose and the doors came open and the prisoners was loose, all because they praised their way out. Yeah. I don't know who I'm talking to, but let somebody know there's power in your praise. There's power in your praise. Ebenezer, God told me to tell you today that you're moving to your next chapter. You're moving to your next chapter. Yeah. He told me to tell you this too. This is your season. Oh, God. Woo, Jesus. Hi. Yeah. This is your season. Hey, God. Glory to God. For restitution and restoration. That's going to help somebody. Yeah. He said, this is your season. Yeah. For new anointing. Yeah. This is your season, and this anointing is going to break yokes. It's going to break some things and some people. This next chapter in your life. Yeah. Now, I have to keep it real with you. This new level of anointing, it ain't for everybody. Yeah. It ain't for everybody. Yeah. See, let me help you. Now, I don't want to, if I step on your road, please don't get upset. Yeah. See, this new level of anointing, it's not coming for the murmurers and the complainers. Yeah. It's not coming for the moaners and the groaners. Yeah. It's not coming for the critical or the judgmental. Yeah. It's not coming for the religious or the self-righteous. Yeah. It's not coming for the condescending. It's not coming on for the hypocritical. And it's not coming for the lazy or the indifferent. Yeah. But this new anointing for a next chapter
is coming for some folks that's hungry for him, that's thirsty for him. It's coming for those who love God and hate sin. It's coming for the praisers. It's coming for the praisers. See, just like Judah, Judah, you know, Judah means praise. Just like Judah brought Joseph up out of the pit, praise is going to take you to your next chapter. Y'all just missed it. Praise is going to take you to your next chapter. Praise, watch this, is the introduction to your next chapter. God said, if you praise him, if you praise him, he'll start the next chapter in your life today. He said, if you praise him like you're already there. Okay, hold on. If you praise him like you already got the job. If you praise him like you already got the house. If you praise him like the husband already showed up. If you praise him like your kids got their stuff together. If you praise him while you're in the middle of... somebody need to hear this. There is a prophecy in your praise. There is a prophecy in your praise. Do me a favor. Look at that neighbor across the room and just say this. Say, neighbor. Yeah, neighbor, there's a prophecy hidden in my praise. Yeah. And I don't want to help. I want to help somebody right now. See, your praise. Preach, Dinah. Hold on. Praise. See, your praise is God dressing you for what you're going to do next. Y'all don't miss this. Watch this. When Pharaoh called for Joseph, he was still in prison. Y'all just missed it. When he called for Joseph, he was still in prison. That's this. But he changed his clothes and he shaved himself and he got himself ready for the next level. See, your praise is your dressing for the next chapter. I don't want to hurt nobody. I don't want to embarrass nobody. But I want to let y'all know something right now. Y'all happen to be standing in my dressing room. See, this is my, don't look too hard now, but this is my dressing room, man. And Ebenezer, you have to excuse me while I change clothes, because see, I got to get some stuff up off of me. I got to get some heaviness, hey God, up off of me. I got to get some depression up off of me. I got to get some pride up off of me. I got to get some anger and some resentment and some hurt and some unforgiveness up off of me. Hey. You see, I stripped off the garment of heaviness. I stripped off the garment of discouragement. I stripped off the garment of hopelessness. And I feel like I need to get my praise on. So see, when you praise him, see, that's why I don't call you that much, because you don't know how to act. See, if you want to know where I'm going next, all you got to do is listen to my praise. Because see, there is a prophecy on the inside. And Ebenezer, let me ask you this one simple question. What is your praise telling about you? What does your praise say about you? What is your praise saying? I'm going to give y'all a chance to get it, because y'all looking at me funny. I know it's only a handful, but what does your praise say about you? I'm going to give you some time to just get, look, I know it's only a handful of us, but look, ain't nothing dead but folk in the cemetery. And I don't preach to the cemetery. I'm preaching to living beings. So I need a few of y'all that's in here that's able just to stand on your feet just for a moment. Come on. Just stand on your feet. Watch this. And start your feet to prophesying for you. Hey, God, come on. Start your feet, hey, God, to prophesy for you. Let your mouth speak that thing for you. Lift your hands and let your hands speak for you. Somebody needs to prophesy with your feet. Hey. I want to help somebody. See, I come from a place, I don't know where God put this in me, but I want to shout my way out and shout my way in. I want to dance my way out and dance my way in. Hold on. Because I know I may have somebody. I may have a few people that are listening or watching. And they may say these words. I hear them quite often. You know, I don't feel like praising. You know, I don't feel like dancing. I don't feel like all that shouting in it. But can I help somebody real quick? This don't have nothing to do with your feelings. It has to do with putting your feet and your faith in praise motion. It's about getting your faith ready to move your feet. Somebody needs to use your feet to start giving God some praise. Give him some real praise. Yeah. I'm talking about praising him like you're moving to the next chapter. Yeah. Praise him not for what you see. Praise him for the stuff you don't see. Yeah. Praise him for what God is going to do in your next chapter. I know I'm not talking to everybody, but I know there's a few folks who are just sick and tired of being sick and tired. Yeah. Somebody in this room, somebody watching on this live feels like you've been stuck in a bad chapter and it felt like it was never going to end. Somebody has been sitting in the lion's den. Somebody has been going through the fire. But I want you to know right now, I feel it happening right now, that you're moving to your next chapter. Yeah. I feel the anointing in my spirit. Hey, I feel it turning around in my spirit. There is something happening down on the inside. See, while you sitting on your praise, you missed your miracle. While you were sitting on your praise, you missed your miracle. Yeah. See, there's a miracle in your praise. Yeah. Let me help somebody. There's deliverance in your praise. There's healing. God. Yeah. In your praise. Yeah. Praise is taking you to the next chapter. Yeah. You may have closed this last chapter with tears in your eyes, but all this next chapter, this next chapter opens with weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Look. Somebody just needs to see, when you see morning coming, just say, hello, morning. I've been waiting on you to get here. The night lasted a long time. This pandemic seemed like it ain't gonna never end. But hello, morning. Hello, joy. Hello, peace. God said he's going to use your praise to make the enemy give up your stuff. See, that was a teaching moment, and somebody just missed it. God said he will use your praise to make the enemy give up your stuff. Yeah. God is going to get you, watch this. God is going to use your praise to make the enemy cough up your stuff. Let me help you. Job 20:15 said, he had swallowed down riches and he shall vomit them up again. Yeah. God says they shall be cast out of his belly. That means God is going to hit him in the throat. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. God going to hit him in the throat and make him cough up your stuff. Then verse 18 says, that which he labored for shall he restore and shall not swallow it down. According to his substance, there shall be restitution, and he, meaning the enemy, shall not rejoice within. Now, I want to get somebody right now, wherever you are, to lift up your hands and start praising God for this next chapter in your life. Praise him while the page is turning. Praise him while the page is turning. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that God put a period on that bad chapter. While you're praising him, the anointing is increasing. Chains are breaking. Burdens are being lifted, my God. While you're praising them, angels are being activated. Yeah, God gonna make the enemy cough up your stuff. Yeah. You see, Ebenezer, when you praise him, doors start opening. You ain't got to beg when you praise him. I'm gonna say that again. You ain't got to beg when you're praising him. See, because praise opens doors. I wish y'all would learn how to turn your praise into a weapon and hit the devil right in the throat and tell him, I'm taking my stuff back in this next chapter. I'm taking my stuff back. I'm going to get my joy back. I'm going to get my peace back. I'm going to get my finances back. I'm going to get my health back. My anointing is coming back. My dreams are coming back. We're taking it back. Church, we're going to get our dance back. We're going to get our shout back. We will get the fire back. I'm going to get my smile back. Lift your hands all over this place and tell God, I'm going to praise you, not for what you've done, but for who you are. I'm going to praise you. You're my bright morning star. You're my wheel in the middle of a wheel. I wish. You know what? Don't let me be the one to stop you from having this little moment. So wherever you are in your church, living room, bathroom, closet, car, basement, bathroom, it don't matter. Just take about 30 seconds and have your way with him. Come on, come on. Hey. See, somebody worried about what they might look like. They ain't used to this. But I dare you to put yourself aside and stand up on your face. Look, you ain't got to know the step. Just rock with it. Just use your body. Just lift your legs. Clap your hands. Just go ahead and let go. Okay, all right. It's time to see, this is what happens. This is what happens when you try to hold stuff in. This is what happens. But see, like I told them during Bible study, if we was at a concert, would nobody have to tell me to stand up when Beyonce took the stage? I know I got a different crowd. So back in the day when Al Green, you know, before he was Reverend Al, when Al Green would take the stage, didn't nobody have to tell you to stand up? Yeah. But I'm talking about the one who died on the cross for you. Yeah. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and what he's done for me, I can break out in it.
I gotta pray. I gotta pray that I can't get it out. I gotta pray. I gotta pray, I gotta pray, and I can't get it out. I gotta pray, I gotta pray.
The door of the church is open. You can come now. Look, don't walk down, run. Don't walk to the computer, run to the computer. Let somebody know that you want to give up what your last chapter was and step into that next chapter. Step into that brand new chapter of your life. God still has some things. The door is open. My, my, my. My. I don't know about y'all, but there's something about a praise that just lifts some stuff up off of you. Whew. My. The door is open. You can come now. I know it's virtual, so those who are watching, somebody may be watching right now who does not know God in the pardon of their sins. Do us this favor. All you got to do is just say me. Just type me in the chat. Just type me. Ah, really? Yeah. That's it. Wherever you are, just don't sit on your praise. That's right. Come on. I need you to activate your faith and say, you know what? I've had some bad chapters, but I'm willing to test it one more time. I'm willing to step out on faith. I'm willing to watch this. You ain't got to join Ebenezer. We just want your soul to be right. Yeah. Wherever you are, just walk to your nearest church when the doors do reopen and just give your life over to Christ while there's still time. Let God is ordering your steps right now. He is. He's ordering your steps right now. My.
Step in your word, dear Lord. Guide me every day.
Yeah.
Your anointing, once arriving. Order my steps in your word.
This is your time. This is your time. Your word is ever Father God, we just thank you for the time we have had today. Lord God, we just want to honor you today. Lord God, we thank you for release today. Lord God, we thank you for everything that you continue to do for us today. Lord God, if you don't do nothing else, you've already done enough. God, we thank you. We praise your name on today. We bless your name on today. Wherever you are, now unto him who's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the throne with exceeding joy. To the only wise God be joy, to majesty, dominion, and power now and forever. Let every heart say amen.
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 Amen. And amen. Bless the Lord. Thank you.
Amen.